Love's Invisible Thread, Decoding Attachment in Relationships. Imagine waking up one day and realizing that the mysterious patterns in your love life aren't random at all, but follow a scientific blueprint hidden in your psychology. Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller has become a cultural phenomenon, reshaping how millions understand their relationship behaviors. Since its publication, it has remained on bestseller lists and is frequently cited by therapists worldwide. Celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chrissy Teigen have praised its insights, with Paltrow calling it a revelation on her Goop platform. The book's appeal lies in its revolutionary premise. Our adult romantic behaviors are deeply rooted in attachment patterns formed in early childhood, and understanding these patterns can transform our love lives from chaotic to fulfilling. As relationship dissatisfaction reaches record highs in our disconnected modern world, this book offers a scientifically backed roadmap to more satisfying connections. The Science of Attachment: Why Dependency Isn't a Dirty Word. For decades, our culture has glorified independence in relationships. Self-help books and relationship advice columns have preached that healthy relationships require maintaining your autonomy and not being too needy. But what if this conventional wisdom is completely wrong? What if our need for emotional connection is not a weakness, but a biological imperative? Attachment theory offers a revolutionary perspective. Humans are wired for connection from birth, and this wiring continues to influence our adult relationships. The research of John Bowlby and Mary Ainsworth first revealed how infants form attachments to caregivers as a survival mechanism. Later, researchers like Cindy Hazan and Philip Shaver discovered that these same attachment patterns show up in our romantic relationships. The implications are profound. Our need for emotional connection isn't a character flaw or sign of immaturity. It's literally encoded in our DNA. When we feel secure in our relationships, we paradoxically become more independent and confident, not less. This is what researchers call the dependency paradox. The more effectively dependent people are on one another, the more independent and daring they become. Consider James Cone's research using functional MRIs. When subjects were threatened with electric shock, their brains showed significantly less activity in areas associated with danger and distress when holding their partner's hand. The mere presence of a trusted partner literally changed their neurological response to threat. This biological reality flies in the face of pop psychology that tells us we should be emotionally self-sufficient. The myth of codependency has done particular damage. While unhealthy dependency certainly exists, labeling normal attachment needs as codependent has led many to deny their legitimate need for closeness and reassurance. When we understand attachment theory, we recognize that turning to a partner for emotional support isn't weakness. It's human nature functioning as designed. Why does this matter? Because misunderstanding these fundamental needs leads to unnecessary relationship suffering. How many couples have broken up because one partner was labeled too needy when they were simply expressing normal attachment needs? How many avoidant individuals have missed opportunities for deep connection because they've been taught that self-reliance is the ultimate virtue? Decoding your attachment style, the key to understanding your relationship patterns. Have you ever wondered why you react the way you do in relationships? Why some people seem to effortlessly maintain healthy partnerships while others repeatedly find themselves in painful situations? The answer lies in understanding your attachment style, a blueprint for how you approach intimacy, handle conflict, and respond to your partner's needs. Attachment styles fall into three main categories: secure, anxious, and avoidant. Imagine these as different operating systems running your relationship behaviors. Your attachment style influences everything from how you communicate to how you interpret your partner's actions. Secure individuals, about 50% of the population, are comfortable with intimacy and aren't afraid of abandonment. They communicate their needs clearly, respond to their partners sensitively, and bounce back relatively quickly from relationship conflicts. They don't play games or send mixed signals. When something bothers them, they address it directly rather than letting resentment build. Anxious individuals, about 20%, crave closeness but worry their partners don't value them as much as they value their partners. They're highly attuned to small shifts in their relationships. A delayed text response or change in tone of voice can trigger significant distress. Their attachment system is easily activated, leading to what the authors call protest behaviors. Anything from excessive calling to manipulative breakup threats designed to get attention and reassurance. Avoidant individuals, about 25%, equate intimacy with loss of independence. They value self-sufficiency above all else and use deactivating strategies to maintain emotional distance. They might focus on their partner's minor flaws, idealize past relationships, or send mixed messages about commitment. Though they appear self-contained, research shows their attachment systems are just as sensitive. They've simply become experts at suppressing their attachment needs. Understanding your attachment style isn't about labeling yourself or making excuses for problematic behavior. It's about gaining insight into your relationship patterns so you can make more conscious choices. If you're anxiously attached, you might recognize how your fear of abandonment leads you to choose unavailable partners or stay in unsatisfying relationships. If you're avoidant, you might see how your fear of engulfment causes you to sabotage potentially loving connections. Your attachment style isn't fixed at birth. While early childhood experiences play a significant role, genetics, significant relationships, and life events all contribute to shaping your attachment tendencies. This means that with awareness and effort, you can move toward more secure attachment patterns, regardless of your starting point. The anxious heart living with a sixth sense for danger. If you have an anxious attachment style, you possess what might be called a relationship superpower, though it often doesn't feel that way. You have an extraordinary sensitivity to subtle changes in your relationship environment. A slight shift in your partner's tone of voice, a delayed response to a text, or an ambiguous comment can all trigger your attachment alarm system. This heightened awareness isn't imaginary. Research shows that anxiously attached individuals are often accurate in detecting when something is amiss in their relationships. The problem isn't your perception, it's what happens next. When your attachment system activates, it can overwhelm your ability to respond effectively. Instead of addressing concerns directly, you might engage in protest behaviors, calling repeatedly, acting hostile, manipulating the situation to get attention, or withdrawing to provoke a response. Consider Emily's story. In therapy for what appeared to be anxiety and obsessive thoughts, she couldn't understand why she felt so unstable. She described herself as normally level-headed and successful in her career. Yet in her relationship with a charming but unreliable man, she found herself constantly checking her phone, unable to concentrate, and imagining worst-case scenarios. Her therapist recognized that Emily wasn't suffering from a psychological disorder. Her attachment system was simply responding to a genuinely insecure relationship. This reveals a crucial insight. Anxiously attached people aren't crazy or too needy. They're responding to real relationship threats. As the authors memorably put it, you're only as needy as your unmet needs. In a secure relationship with consistent communication and reliable support, these same individuals often find their anxiety dissolves. The challenge for anxiously attached people is learning to distinguish between their perception, which is often accurate, and their reaction, which may be counterproductive. When you feel your attachment system activating, pause before acting. Ask yourself, is this a genuine threat to my relationship, or am I being triggered by past experiences? What would a secure response look like in this situation? Perhaps the most painful pattern for anxiously attached individuals is their tendency to be attracted to avoidant partners. This creates what the authors call the anxious avoidant trap, a dynamic where the anxious partner's need for closeness triggers the avoidant partner's need for distance, creating a painful cycle that confirms both partners' worst relationship fears. The distant heart. How avoidants keep love at arm's length. Avoidant attachment often masquerades as independence and self-sufficiency. If you have this attachment style, you may pride yourself on not needing others emotionally. You value your freedom and space above all else and become uncomfortable when relationships demand too much closeness or commitment. But this apparent independence comes at a significant cost. Research shows that avoidantly attached individuals experience less satisfaction in their relationships and often struggle with loneliness they don't fully acknowledge. Like Chris McCandless, whose story was told in Into the Wild, many avoidants discover too late that happiness is only real when shared. The avoidant attachment system operates through what the authors call deactivating strategies, unconscious tactics designed to suppress attachment needs and maintain emotional distance. These include finding fault with potential partners over minor imperfections, focusing on a partner's negative qualities rather than positive ones, idealizing unavailable ex-partners once the threat of intimacy is gone, creating arbitrary rules about relationships. I need to sleep alone. Avoiding physical closeness after emotional intimacy, keeping secrets or maintaining mystery to preserve independence. Fantasizing about the one who would be perfect and doesn't exist, Mike's story illustrates these patterns perfectly. Successful and charming, he's had numerous relationships, but always finds reasons they don't work out. He claims to want marriage someday, but consistently chooses unavailable women or finds fatal flaws in available ones. When a relationship becomes too close, he feels suffocated and begins to withdraw working later, criticizing his partner or picking fights over trivial matters. What's particularly interesting about avoidant attachment is the disconnect between external behavior and internal experience. Studies show that while avoidants appear unaffected by relationship threats on the surface, their physiological responses, heart rate, stress hormones, tell a different story. Their attachment systems are just as sensitive as anyone else's. They've simply become experts at suppressing their reactions. This suppression takes considerable psychological energy. Many avoidants describe feeling exhausted in relationships without understanding why. The constant vigilance required to maintain emotional distance drains them, yet they attribute their dissatisfaction to their partner's demands rather than their own attachment style. The path forward for avoidantly attached individuals involves recognizing that true independence doesn't mean emotional isolation. It means being secure enough to allow interdependence. With awareness, avoidants can learn to identify their deactivating strategies and gradually become more comfortable with closeness. The secure foundation, finding balance in attachment. Secure attachment represents the gold standard of relationship functioning. If you're securely attached, you enjoy closeness and intimacy without fear of losing yourself. You communicate your needs directly, respond sensitively to your partner, and recover relatively quickly from conflicts. You don't play games, send mixed signals, or constantly question your relationship. What makes secure individuals different isn't some magical personality trait or perfect childhood. It's their fundamental belief that they are worthy of love and that others can be trusted to meet their needs. This core belief creates a virtuous cycle. Secure people expect positive interactions, which leads them to behave in ways that elicit positive responses, which in turn confirms their positive expectations. Secure individuals create what attachment researchers call a secure base for their partners. They provide three key elements. They're available when needed, they don't interfere with their partner's exploration and independence, and they encourage growth. This secure foundation allows their partners to thrive both within and beyond the relationship. Consider how Ryan and Shauna handle a potential conflict. When Ryan notices Shauna seems distracted during their conversation, his first thought isn't, "She's losing interest in me," but rather, "I wonder if something's bothering her." He simply asks if everything's okay. When Shauna explains she's worried about a work presentation, Ryan offers support without taking her distraction personally. This straightforward communication prevents the spiral of misunderstanding that often plagues anxious avoidant couples. Perhaps the most remarkable quality of secure individuals is their ability to bring out the best in their partners. Research shows that when anxious or avoidant people partner with secure individuals, they often function more securely themselves. This secure buffering effect can gradually shift someone's attachment style toward greater security over time. The good news is that secure attachment behaviors can be learned. Even if you didn't develop secure attachment in childhood, you can move toward greater security by 1. Identifying secure role models in your life and observing how they handle relationship challenges. 2. Practicing effective communication by directly expressing your needs and feelings. 3. Working to recognize and challenge negative beliefs about yourself and relationships. 4. Choosing partners who are capable of secure behaviors. 5. Treating yourself with the same compassion and support you would offer a good friend. Security isn't about never feeling anxious or never needing space. It's about having the emotional flexibility to move toward connection when appropriate and toward independence when needed, without being driven by fear in either direction. When opposites attract, the anxious avoidant trap. Have you ever wondered why so many relationships seem to follow the same painful pattern? One partner desperately seeks closeness while the other pulls away, creating a dance of pursuit and distance that leaves both people frustrated and unfulfilled. This isn't random bad luck. It's what the authors call the anxious avoidant trap. And understanding it can save you years of relationship suffering. The anxious avoidant trap occurs when someone with an anxious attachment style pairs with someone avoidantly attached. On the surface, these individuals seem completely incompatible. The anxious partner craves intimacy, reassurance, and closeness, while the avoidant partner values independence and becomes uncomfortable with too much togetherness. Yet paradoxically, these opposite types are often magnetically drawn to each other. Why? For the anxious partner, the avoidant's reluctance to commit fully creates precisely the kind of uncertainty and intermittent reinforcement that keeps their attachment system activated. The occasional moments of connection feel intensely rewarding against the backdrop of distance. For the avoidant partner, the anxious person's intense desire for closeness confirms their fear that relationships are inherently suffocating, justifying their need to maintain distance. These dynamics create a self-reinforcing cycle. When the anxious partner senses distance, they pursue more vigorously, which causes the avoidant partner to retreat further. The more the avoidant withdraws, the more desperately the anxious partner seeks connection, creating a spiral of mutual dissatisfaction. This pattern often manifests in seemingly trivial conflicts that mask deeper attachment issues. Consider Susan and Paul's argument during a romantic weekend getaway. The surface dispute was about sleeping arrangements. Paul wanted separate beds, while Susan wanted to share. But the real conflict was about their fundamental needs. Susan's for closeness and Paul's for space. Neither could articulate these deeper needs, so they argued about beds instead. Similarly, Naomi and Kevin's fight about Facebook and phone calls wasn't really about social media etiquette. It was about Naomi's need for public acknowledgement of their relationship, an anxious concern, and Kevin's desire to maintain independence and privacy, an avoidant trait. The anxious avoidant trap is particularly insidious because the emotional volatility it creates can be mistaken for passion, the dramatic highs and lows, the intense longing, the relief of reunion after distance. These can feel like the stuff of great romance. But this roller coaster isn't love. It's attachment insecurity masquerading as passion. Breaking free from this trap requires both partners to recognize their attachment patterns and work toward more secure behaviors. For anxious partners, this means learning to express needs directly rather than through protest behaviors. For avoidant partners, it means acknowledging their fear of closeness and gradually building tolerance for intimacy. Breaking free, strategies for more secure relationships. Whether you're anxiously or avoidantly attached, moving toward more secure relationship patterns is possible. The key is understanding your attachment triggers and developing strategies to respond more effectively when they arise. If you have an anxious attachment style, your path to greater security involves 1. Recognizing that your need for closeness and reassurance is valid, not a character flaw. 2. Learning to identify potential partners who can meet your needs for consistency and communication. 3. Breaking the habit of equating emotional drama with passion. 4. Practicing direct communication about your needs instead of resorting to protest behaviors. 5. Developing what the authors call the abundance philosophy, keeping your options open in early dating to avoid premature attachment. For example, instead of sending multiple texts when a date doesn't call, an anxiously attached person might say, "I notice I feel anxious when I don't hear from you for a while. I'd feel more comfortable if we could check in briefly each day, even just with a quick text." This direct communication gives the partner clear information about how to meet your needs. If you have an avoidant attachment style, your journey involves 1. Recognizing your deactivating strategies when they arise. 2. Understanding that true independence includes the ability to be emotionally interdependent. 3. Learning to identify and express your need for space before you feel overwhelmed. 4. Challenging your tendency to focus on a partner's flaws. 5. Letting go of the fantasy of the perfect partner who would never trigger your avoidance. An avoidant might practice saying, "I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and need some alone time to recharge. It's not about you. I just need space sometimes to feel my best in our relationship." This acknowledges the need for distance while reassuring the partner it's not a rejection. For both styles, effective communication is transformative. The authors outline 5 principles. 1. Be honest about your feelings and needs. 2. Focus on your own needs rather than your partner's shortcomings. 3. Be specific about situations and behaviors. 4. Don't blame or criticize. 5. Be assertive and non-apologetic about your needs. These principles help convert vague complaints, "You never make me a priority," into clear requests. I'd like us to plan one date night each week where we focus just on each other. When conflicts arise, secure principles include showing basic concern for your partner's well-being, maintaining focus on the specific issue rather than generalizing, being willing to engage rather than withdraw, and effectively communicating your feelings and needs. When to stay and when to go, making relationship decisions through the attachment lens. One of the most valuable aspects of understanding attachment theory is that it provides clear criteria for evaluating relationship potential. Rather than relying on vague notions of chemistry or compatibility, you can assess whether a partner can meet your fundamental attachment needs. For anxiously attached individuals, the most important question becomes, can this person provide the consistency and reassurance I need to feel secure? Early warning signs of an incompatible partner include sending mixed messages about commitment, keeping the relationship undefined, maintaining distance after intimacy, focusing on your flaws or shortcomings, making you feel needy for wanting connection. These smoking guns indicate an avoidant attachment style that will likely trigger your anxiety repeatedly. Recognizing them early can save you from investing in relationships that are fundamentally mismatched to your needs. For avoidantly attached people, the question is, can I maintain enough autonomy in this relationship while still being emotionally available? Warning signs include feeling overwhelmed by a partner's emotional needs, consistently focusing on a partner's negative qualities, longing for the relationship to end when things get close, keeping secrets or parts of your life separate, feeling relief when a partner cancels plans. These signals suggest your avoidant tendencies are being triggered, which will likely lead to withdrawal and relationship dissatisfaction. Sometimes, despite understanding attachment patterns, couples find themselves unable to meet each other's needs. When this happens, the authors suggest two options: accept the limitations of the relationship and adjust expectations accordingly, or recognize the fundamental incompatibility and end the relationship. Marcia's story illustrates the importance of recognizing when a relationship cannot provide security. Married to Craig, who consistently undermined her self-esteem and kept her at emotional arm's length, Marcia found herself becoming increasingly anxious and insecure. Despite coming from a loving family and having healthy self-esteem before the relationship, she found herself tolerating increasingly hurtful behavior. When she finally left, she experienced intense attachment pain, what the authors compare to withdrawal from an addiction. Her attachment system, wired to maintain connection even to someone who caused her pain, protested the separation. Understanding this biological response helped her resist the urge to return and eventually form healthier relationships. The authors provide 9 strategies for surviving breakups, including allowing yourself to feel the pain rather than suppressing it, finding alternative ways to meet attachment needs through friends and family, and reminding yourself of the relationship's negative aspects to help deactivate the attachment bond. The communication bridge: expressing needs effectively. Effective communication forms the cornerstone of secure relationships, yet many people struggle to express their needs clearly. For those with insecure attachment styles, this challenge is particularly acute. Anxious individuals often fear rejection if they state their needs directly, while avoidants worry that expressing needs will lead to unwanted dependency. Lauren's experience illustrates the power of direct communication. After several dates with Ethan, she noticed he only contacted her sporadically and never made advance plans. Rather than agonizing over his intentions or pretending she was fine with the arrangement, she simply said, "I've enjoyed getting to know you, but I'm looking for a relationship where we see each other regularly and can count on each other. If that's not what you want, I understand, but I need to know where you stand." This straightforward approach accomplished several things. It clarified her needs, gave Ethan the opportunity to meet them if he was willing, and provided valuable information about his attachment style based on his response. When he hemmed and hawed about being really busy, Lauren recognized his avoidant tendencies and moved on without wasting more emotional energy. The authors outline 5 principles of effective communication. 1. Be honest and authentic about your feelings and needs. 2. focus on your own needs rather than your partner's flaws. 3. Be specific about situations and behaviors that trigger your attachment system. 4. Don't blame or criticize your partner. 5. Be assertive and unapologetic about your needs. For anxious individuals, effective communication means replacing protest behaviors with direct expressions of need. Instead of becoming angry when a partner doesn't call, saying, "I feel more connected when we check in with each other during the day. Could we talk briefly each evening?" For avoidance, effective communication involves acknowledging needs for space before they lead to withdrawal, rather than suddenly becoming distant, saying, "I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed and need some alone time this weekend. It's not about you, I just need to recharge sometimes." The authors also address conflict resolution, offering 5 secure principles. 1. Show basic concern for your partner's well-being. 2. Maintain focus on the problem at hand rather than bringing up past issues. 3. Refrain from generalizing the conflict, "you always," or "you never." 4. Be willing to engage rather than stonewalling. 5. Effectively communicate feelings and needs. These principles help transform conflicts from threats to the relationship into opportunities for greater understanding and connection. For example, when Frank and Sandy disagreed about buying a vacation home, they focused on meeting both partners' needs rather than winning the argument. This secure approach led to a compromise that strengthened their relationship rather than damaging it. The path to security, transforming your relationship experience. The journey toward more secure attachment doesn't happen overnight, but with awareness and practice, you can gradually transform your relationship experiences. This process involves both internal work on your attachment patterns and careful choices about relationship partners. For those with anxious attachment, the path to security includes 1. Recognizing and honoring your needs for closeness and reassurance. 2. Learning to identify secure partners who can meet these needs consistently. 3. Breaking the habit of equating anxiety with love. 4. Practicing direct communication rather than protest behaviors. 5. Developing self-soothing techniques when your attachment system activates. For avoidantly attached individuals, growth involves 1. Acknowledging your fear of closeness without judging yourself for it. 2. Recognizing deactivating strategies when they arise. 3. Gradually increasing your tolerance for intimacy. 4. Practicing vulnerability in small, manageable doses. 5. Challenging negative beliefs about dependency. For both styles, identifying secure role models can accelerate growth. Think about people in your life who maintain healthy relationships without drama or distance. How do they handle conflicts? How do they express needs? How do they balance togetherness and autonomy? Observing these secure behaviors provides a template you can gradually incorporate into your own relationships. Creating a relationship inventory also helps build awareness of your attachment patterns. Review past relationships through the lens of attachment theory, identifying moments when your attachment system was triggered and how you responded. This reflection helps you recognize patterns and imagine more secure responses for the future. The ultimate goal isn't to eliminate all anxiety or need for space. These are normal human experiences. Rather, the aim is to develop what attachment researchers call earned security, the ability to recognize attachment triggers when they arise and respond to them in ways that foster connection rather than conflict. This journey towards security benefits not only your romantic relationships, but all your connections. As you become more secure, you'll likely find yourself more resilient in friendships, family relationships, and even work interactions. The skills of clear communication, emotional regulation, and balancing closeness with autonomy serve you well across all domains of life. Remember that attachment styles exist on a spectrum, not in rigid categories. Most people have elements of different styles that emerge in different relationships or circumstances. The goal isn't to label yourself or others, but to understand these patterns so you can make conscious choices rather than being driven by unconscious attachment fears